Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I'm here with the lovely Maya Moon from StarPsychics.com. And as the gal on the commercial said, stars with a Z. She was running a little bit late, and so I was sitting here thinking to myself, well, what can I talk about? But everybody knows that I can talk. Anyways, the discussion tonight is you are what you think. That's kind of important, I think, because do you think you're the Queen of Sheba, or what do you think you are? Sometimes I think we can feel a certain way about ourselves and actually be that way, like you know how you have a good day or a bad day. And if you're having a really good day, I think you can be anything. And you can manifest that. And Maya Moon, what's your take on all of this to start off with?
Well, I agree. And I was running late. I like to just to share a little bit of my little story. And it goes with we are what we think. I always prepare for the shows. And about 15 minutes or so before I'm going on air, I have a little ritual, and I had lit my candle and was getting everything ready that I was going to need, and I have a fan in here because it's very warm where I live, and I've mentioned it before, I have Australian Shepherds, and they're a heavy-coated breed, so we have a fan blowing. Well, my husband was fixing the fan so that it wasn't going to blow the candle out, and the whole thing fell, and it's one of those put together. And so he was rushing around trying to get it up and get it out of the way, and I'm grabbing screws. So, of course, Aussies, they have to be in everything. But, yes, we are what we think. So, now I could have taken that. To me, this is kind of an example. I could have taken that, and I could have let myself go way negative. Oh, gosh, this is going to wreck everything. I'm going to be late. That means the show, you know. I mean, obviously, Natalie StarsCast, she's the owner and founder. I mean, we enjoy working together, but it's not like the whole world would come to a screeching halt. But what I mean is my attitude and how I decided to process what happened. Instead, I just laughed and I was like, oh gosh, we better hurry up because I'm running, you know, I mean, I was running down to the wire. And that to me is, it plays into, you know, we are what we think. So I just decided to see it as a little bit of humor and that, you know, well, typical. I mean, we had thought we had plenty of time. It was just a matter of quickly moving the fan, not realizing that it was the way that it was blowing was going to blow over here. So we are what we think. And even though we can start off, you know, oversleep or have a bad day or whatever, and I know we'll get more into that, what we think and how we perceive ourselves, our value, our worth, our image, but even going so far as that day, that hour, that moment, that is so powerful in how we're going to create our lives. And I believe wholeheartedly that what we believe, and I'm going to share something later on too, that what we believe about ourselves and how that gets presented is more has more influence over how other people see us, feel about us, the energy, if you want to use that word, the energy that they get. I feel that that's a factor that overrides the way we dress, our hairstyle, our age, our looks, our height, weight, et cetera, is our energy. So with that, yeah, go ahead. I do agree, Ms. Natalie, yes. And it's great to be here.
Yeah, well, I knew you would show up, and I'm sending her this text. Are you okay? Are you okay? And so I was, when the time was counting down, I'm thinking, okay, well, we can just talk about how I am what I think I am sometimes, what I'm not sometimes. But when I'm having a really good day, I can tell you this, I can do anything. I could do anything. This is true. You really attract what you are also, because if you're, and this is what you think you are, if you are in a positive mode, everybody you encounter should be a reflection of how you are. So really it's good for everybody if you approach it like you did with your little mishap there, you know. You just, let's move on, let's get this together, and Natalie will just keep talking. You knew that. And there is humor in it. But I think sometimes that if we get into a mood or wake up in a mood, which I do sometimes, what I do is I just sit and try to get out of it and drink my coffee and have my cat with me and just, you know, everybody knows I talk to God in the morning. And sometimes if there's a real mishap going on during the day, I will do that also. But it actually helps me to feel better about myself, so that when I go and start up my computer and my monitors and all that, people sending me emails and all that kind of stuff, I feel really good about it. But I think it's true that, don't you think that sometimes when you're in this foul mood, those are the people that you seem to attract to yourself. And I know this is a law of attraction, but I think if you can think positive about yourself and try to manifest the positive more so than the negative, then, you know, I think that the result is going to be beneficial for you. I had to call the IRS today when I waited like 30 minutes, but that's usual. Nothing big deal, but I got this nice lady. And you know what I did? As I just, you know, I said, I have to tell you how nice you are. And the gentleman that I had talked to 2 weeks before, he was really nice. And I said to her, don't you kind of get tired of your job? I mean, do most people call grumbling and mumbling? And she says, yeah, we get a lot of that. But she says, you're a delight, and you're ending my day perfectly for me. So, you know, I had this attitude of that I was going to call with all this ability and all that I know and ask the right questions, and I got them all answered, and everything's taken care of. And so if you think that you can handle something, you really can. You really can. Tomorrow they're going to record my voice for the station, radio station out in Washington, and it should be really good. They're devoting a lot of time to me. And I forgot to cover up my bird. Somebody should have told me. But anyways, they're going to be doing that. And so I was thinking about it, and listen to this. I really don't like what I have to say, because to me it's a mouthful of words. I like to just talk. So the guy, the engineer that's going to call me, I'm going to tell him that I'm going to try it this Eric's way, and then I'm going to try it my way. And not that he didn't do the right thing, but, you know, when you're trying to set a dialogue for somebody that you've heard their voice, but you really don't know how they speak to people, and I want to come across as being Natalie, not Eric, the commercial. So I'm going to write up something myself. It'll be just as long. But you see, I have this attitude going into this that I know it's going to come out right. I just know. I don't think my voice is going to fail me. I don't think there's going to be any issues. So therefore, I am what I think I am, and I will be tomorrow. I mean, that's just part of me. You can adapt that to anything you want. And what about manifestation, Maya? How do you feel about that? I'm just asking this question, just not to be the devil's advocate, but is there a way you can manifest?
Well, yes. I mean, I believe that, obviously, I believe that we have karma and fate and destiny, and that plays a role in our lives. But manifesting is the creation of our intention, and our intention begins in many ways with what we think and how we perceive ourselves. And what's really important about that is that we can't, and, you know, I'm writing this blog about dreaming, you know, following our dreams or scheming our soul, and it kind of goes that way. We can try to pretend, but what I'm getting at is if we're just faking it or trying to fake it, that's not going to cut it, because that deeper energy that says, you know, well, I'm in a foul mood or whatever, we're going to end up manifesting that. So if we wake up and our day starts off less than desirable, perhaps we've overslept, or we wake up and we've got a little bit of a headache, or we've got a challenge, or we know we have a rough day ahead, and then we come in to get a cup of coffee, and we see that, you know, we're out of creamer. If we start allowing those things to pile up, and we automatically, whether we're aware or conscious of it or not, we begin immediately upon waking our consciousness, we start to formulate our energy for the day, and we start to, and that's where manifesting comes in. Because if we allow ourselves to say, oh, great, I'm going to have a great day, being sarcastic, and saying, well, the coffee wasn't right, and I, you know, I didn't have my creamer, I woke up late, traffic is probably going to be terrible. I always say that the universe does not understand questions. So what the universe understands is the energy and the intention. So if you walk out of the house with that attitude, you're going to manifest the traffic being worse, or whatever it is that you're thinking, I'm probably not going to find a parking space. It's going to be one of those days. I can assure you, you probably won't find a parking space. Versus saying to yourself, well, this day didn't start out good, but that means it can get better. So I'm not going to worry. I'm going to remember to get creamer and, you know, make peace, or maybe even, you know, maybe you have a barter system with yourself where you say, you know, things didn't start, so I've been saving that pretty red blouse, or if you're a male, I've been saving that blue striped tie. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to wear that today and give myself, and I know I always feel good, or I've been excited to wear it. So if we make an exchange within how we're going to view what's occurring and how we're going to project what's to occur, then we can manifest positivity and great experiences in some of the that perhaps have started out the worst, or I mean that we can take that all along throughout our lives. It doesn't just have to be in the morning. We can make those into productive, happy, successful days, versus if we allow that basket to begin piling and we start sending out those negative vibes, then we are manifesting everything. Those might be days where we get pulled over even if we weren't really speeding, or maybe the taillight went out, but, you know, how many of us are saying, oh, gosh, you know, it's been 2 days, I better check my taillights. I mean, most of us don't go to those extremes. So those are just some examples. But, yes, I believe we absolutely manifest a lot. We have a lot more power over our lives in the sense of how we feel about ourselves, and then what we project to others, and then what actually occurs, what the outcome is that which we have manifested, be it positive or be it negative. So I don't know if how much you see. I feel that we have a great deal of control. I don't know how much you see, you know, how much you agree or disagree with that, but that's what I see.
Well, yeah, like today, for example, started off okay. It was okay today. Mondays are always busy for me. And I'm preparing now for sending out stuff for the magazine, so I look forward to all of that. And then payroll's coming, so I'm setting up my week. And then my son stopped by, and he left. And then all of a sudden, I heard my garage door open again, and he was back. It was hours later. Well, I knew there wasn't anything wrong, but so I get up, and I walk in, and there's my granddaughter with her arms out to give me a big hug. But you see, I think because of what I said to my son, okay, I attracted it back to me. You know, I was telling him that I really love being with her on Friday, and everybody knows my granddaughter is super important to me. And then after they left, I sat down and I realized, and I didn't even tell you this, Maya, yet, I realized what can make me happy, and that is spending time with her. It was a trigger for me. The rest of the day went great. Not that it didn't start off great, but I pulled that energy from her, and then I carried it through. I mean, sometimes I think it's just like being in a store. I mean, you can attract really nice people to you, but then they'll see that you're negative, and they're going to kind of stay away from you, or they'll grumble. And just like I said about the lady at the IRS, I started off because I was feeling really good. Didn't matter what she said to me. I was on a mission. Sometimes I go on a mission that I'm going to make that person smile and say something really nice. And it was great. Today, yesterday was kind of iffy, but today I guess I attracted everything. You know, the way I felt about myself, because I started off great, here I get my son to bring my granddaughter over, and she said to me, well, Dad thought that you would want to see me. And she said, yeah, I want to see you. I wanted to see you today. And now she's got a new name for me. You know, everybody knows she calls me Grambo sometimes. Well, now I'm Gramsicles. Like icicles, wow. I'm Gramsicles. She's standing there. She's like, I got a new name for you. I thought, oh, God. But she said, it just did something for me. So I think if you can find something that really lifts your spirits and something like that, and maybe I manifested it by just being more positive. When I got up this morning, the day went good. The guy came for my lawn, blah, blah, blah. Everything was good. I just attracted something, you know, I got something good. I manifested, I think, my granddaughter coming over, because that's what I really needed. But I really think you can do that. And what about, like, if you sit there, Maya, and all of a sudden you see yourself in a setting like, oh, it's real grandeur, and your life's dream has come to you. Say you have always wanted to be an author, and so in your head you're seeing yourself as an author. Do you think by doing that you can manifest some of that to come to you like a magnet?
Well, I do, but I have a spiritual but a realistic approach, and I've commented or written about this. I don't support the belief that if we just sit here, just as an example, we want a new Mercedes Benz, and we just say, well, I'm going to manifest it, and so we define manifesting as I'm just going to think really hard and I'm going to believe that it's going to come to me without any action or changes or without any drive or focus towards that goal. I don't feel that we can manifest something into our lives. I feel that manifesting is more the result of changes that we make within and how we view ourselves and the world, and then the reception we receive from others is increased, it's more positive, and therefore opportunities are opened. But I believe that in order to reach our goals, like to be an author, I believe that manifesting that and saying, you know, this is my dream, I want to be an author, I'm going to pursue this, I'm not going to let this sit on the shelf, so to speak. But by the same token, do I think we can manifest it? Absolutely. But does that mean that we can be passive and just well, hoping is enough. No, we have to put everything that we do, even if we're working a completely different job, but we're taking the money or we're seeing that as a step in some way, even if it's helping us to pay for the paper or it's giving us more time to spend in writing. So yes, I do believe that we can manifest whatever it is that we want into our lives, but in addition to or along with part of is the drive and action. Intentions are important, and manifesting to me is just focusing on something more specific and then doing everything within our power to see that that is delivered. And I believe that it requires, just like a job would require, you have to be there at 7 o'clock every morning. That's what time you start, not 7:30, not 8, not 7:15, but 7 o'clock. So the same goes with whatever your personal goals are. I believe that we can all achieve whatever our personal goals are, whatever they are, and no matter how outlandish they may seem to other people or how far out of reach they may seem to us at, today or in this moment, that yes, we can manifest them, but we have to have the focus and the drive, and it has to
right.
be constant and consistent. So
I agree to that. I agree. You can't wish it. You have to actually do something, some work for it. Like if you want to be an author, well, you actually have to sit down and start writing. You have to have an idea, and then you have to present it. So there's a whole thing, but I think if you start with the right attitude, that's going to help too. Sometimes I sit and think about writing, and a lot of people said I would be good at it, but it doesn't matter what somebody else says. You have to feel that about yourself. But I've never really tried, and I was talking to somebody today. I probably should. But I think manifestation, I think it's possible, but I think it has to be approached in the right way. And like you said, you can't just wish and say, well, okay, I desire this. Now I'm going to go about my day. Well, you got to almost build upon that manifestation. You have to make the doors open for you, and that's what I ask for every single day, and for doors to open for me, so that I can do more for Stars. And I always tell everybody, I go, you go. So it's this radio thing. I didn't really manifest that. It just happened. But I feel that it was a door that opened. I look at it as a door. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just Dixie. She's covered up. She doesn't like it. But maybe that's what she's manifesting something. I don't know. But tomorrow, this is going to be important because it just means that I get a lot more exposure for myself. Stars goes along with it, but this is the track that they want to do. I'm trying to think what I do as far as manifesting something in the morning. I do a lot of thinking during the morning hours with my coffee because it's quiet. Sometimes I have my headphones on listening to music, and I can still think. I can still get my ideas formulated of what I'm going to do, believe it or not. I think if you multitask, you can do that easily. It's not that hard. And then I can be looking at my phone at the same time. But I think it's possible. It requires work. It's not just say, well, I want to do this, and then you let it go. I think you have to build upon it. I think it has to become something more structured. And also you have to trust yourself that if some door opens, like say somebody came to you if you want to write a book, and like you started getting stuff in your email about, publish your own book and all of this, I think that's a little hint. If that's what you really want to do, you should proceed and look at things. I mean, I get it all the time from all these authors because of the magazine, but that doesn't mean that that's my life's work, that's what I want to do. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do yet. I haven't grown up. I don't know what I want to be. But I kind of think that I'm in what I'm supposed to be doing, and I can manifest more things for stars through the right approach, through me, with what I'm going to be doing. And that's one of my desires, is to bring us as high as that we can go. And so, yeah, it's, you know, you are what you think. I mean, like I said, you could be thinking you're the Queen of Sheba, but don't walk around with your head and your nose up in the air. You know, you're liable to fall. You have to have the right attitude. I think sometimes, I don't know, I don't really think about what I am like, you know, for the day. Do you do that, Maya? I mean, do you kind of say, well, okay, I'm going to be this way today, and that's going to be it? I mean, do you do that?
Well, I wouldn't say that I plan it, but I would say that I'm aware, especially more so if I find, you know, I mean, I don't mean evil when I say the dark side, but if I see myself moving and I feel that my energy and my thoughts are turning to those that are more in the negative realm, I work to rein myself back in, and I have a variety of methods that I use. But I did want to bring up, too, I guess it was probably, I'm not sure the timing, but I'm going to say about 8-10 years ago when the book and the movie The Secret came out. And that was big everywhere. Everybody was
right.
Talking about The Secret. Now, I think some of the core principles were fabulous, but I think that there was a lot of superficial and a lot of misleading testimonies, and they made it sound like, gosh, if you just a vision and a vision board of themselves. I think that's a great idea for people that are creative and like to see, you know, enjoy doing that. Some people like to see lists. Some people maybe work with pictures, ideas, whatever. But to me, The Secret kind of went overboard, and it was kind of, to me, what I felt is that I feel that it was a little bit misleading in the sense that, you know, as long as you just think good, happy thoughts, you're going to be rich, you're going to own the mansion, everything great is going to happen to you. And I believe that it takes a dedication, it takes gifts. We're all skilled and gifted at different things. You know, I would love to be a singer, but I know that's not where my gifts lay. So, or lie. I mean, I'm not gifted. But, I mean, I can perhaps go to karaoke and have a great, wonderful time, enjoy the heck out of myself. So, to me, The Secret, I don't know what you feel, but I felt that it really glossed over the hard work and, you know, the investments, these people. There was one story, this man, you know, started out poor and ended up this house that he had actually seen in a magazine. He ends up buying. Well, that's great. And maybe that did happen, but it didn't happen while he just sat home and thought good thoughts.
Exactly. I think it was, like, some of it was truthful. The word that comes to me is a lot of hype
exactly.
To make a sale.
Yeah.
You know, because what is the secret? Well they're not going to, everybody's got the secret, quote unquote. I mean, you know, I did not buy the book. There was a movie also. Wasn't there a movie?
Yeah.
Did they make it into a movie?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was
It didn't interest me at all. Because as soon as I saw it and what it was about, I thought, oh, here we go. You know, they're going to make it seem like it's a piece of cake. And there probably was some truth in it, but I didn't spend a lot of time. Just the title of it made me think, well, oh, how good, well, you're better than me, that you've got the secret? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right.
But a lot of people really got a lot out of the book, and that's great, you know. But, yeah,
well,
you got to
be
careful.
For them, that was just, you know, maybe the bottom, you know, or the core, I think the core, we are what we think. and we have the ability to manifest changes and positivity into our life. That I buy completely into. But I just believe that in pursuit of that happiness, it takes more. Now, I wanted to ask you this. When we, you know, we deal with a lot of clients, of course, and just in life, friends, family, and maybe for ourselves, we've been in those best situations. And they will say, we can use love or we can use a job, career. And they say, why is it I can never find a good job? Every time I always end up. And they make it sound like they just are being punished and they have bad luck. You know, now it may take me a bit if that's a client, for example, or maybe it's a friend coming to me for advice. I may need to talk with them or interact with them a bit to see where this all stemmed from and started. But I don't believe that people are walking around cursed or they're carrying luck, or I don't believe in just the, you know, you've just been kissed by angels and your whole life is just nothing but fairies and roses and puppies and rainbows either. So if you're one of those that, you know, feels or tends to say, oh, I never have any luck with that. You know, I've tried. I've been this for 15 years and I can never break out of it. And then you start talking with the person more and you start to realize, I believe, that, you know, let's say they say, well, you know, I just can't get past the entry-level position. I've been working in the same field for 15 years. Talk with them, and you find out they refuse overtime. They don't join the extracurricular activities.
Right.
They turned down all the venues for higher education, which the company was willing to match or help with financially. They weren't interested in completing their education, and those promotional positions required a higher education. So in reality, it wasn't that they just had bad luck. They just weren't willing to make any of the sacrifices needed in order to improve and to, you know, reach. I mean, if you look at some of the stories around, like, I don't know, Natalie, have you ever watched the show? I go through phases where I watch these different shows. Have you ever watched the show Shark Tank?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's about these investors. There's various ones. There's about six or seven of them that are interchangeable. And people that have invented something come before them, and what they do is they, one or more of the sharks, it's just a play on words. They're not literal sharks. They're people. They're million and billion dollar people that have made it on their own, totally on their own, through their own determination and good decisions and whatever. So they try to get them to invest in their idea, their product, their service, or whatever unique idea, a creation that they have, and back them and help them with their, you know, with the people that they know and their connections and so on and so forth. And what I really love about this show is because there's some of the most amazing stories about people that have overcome just the most insurmountable odds, and they went from barely, you know, making a living and staying up at night and working on sewing to create some newfangled design, and, you know, they didn't give up. They persevered. They kept on. They didn't say, oh, forget it. I'm tired. I'm just going to forget this idea. They held fast to that dream. And Shark Tank is just one way of many. It's like a reality show, you might say, where these sharks decide that, first of all, they're, you know, it's a good investment for their money. But a lot of times they're really just investing in the person. They believe that this person has what it takes. So I really enjoy the idea that of the, if you want to call it the American dream, although you don't have to live in America to be that way. So to me, that's another example of if we believe in something, whether it's an idea, it's a new way of buttoning a sweater or an apron or making a cupcake, or it's just our own self being better. I believe that if we really think about it and make a point to align ourselves with that outcome and be positive to that, that yes, we can manifest that in our life. But I don't believe that anything that's really worth having is just simply falls out of the sky and is dropped into our lap. I don't believe that somebody's going to come knocking at the door and say, oh, I have $350,000 a year top executive job. I know that right now you're just a filing clerk, but this is for you. Will you come work for me? I mean, come on, that's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not going to manifest that.
No, I think manifesting, you have to build upon it also. You start with something and you have to keep building upon it and make it stronger, like all the little layers be on top of each other. But you have to have that goal in sight. You have to know what you would really like to do. It would be like if you wanted to write plays or direct a movie or sing, like you said. First of all, you know, you have to have the basics, like singing. I mean, do you have a good voice? I mean, but like you said, in a job situation, that's exactly right. You have to do extra and show yourself that you're worthy of moving up in the company. But over time and wanting to help out and just show that you're all around, I mean, I can see that. In any job that I've ever had, I can see how people, I did it. I probably did it, but I didn't even know I was doing it. But that's the way I am. I always, you know, would assist and all of that. Let me do that for you. I know how to do it. Come on, I'll show you. But I think if somebody's watching and keeping an eye, that you have the potential maybe to move into another position, but they're saying, well, they're kind of lazy. They're not really, you know, they're not really lifting themselves up and trying to put forth some effort. If I was a boss, and I am a boss, but I'm just saying if I was in a business where I had a lot of people in the office, I would watch them. I would know what they were doing. And the ones who even maybe were quiet about it, I still would be aware. I would still know. And those are the people that I would recommend probably to move into get out of what they're doing, answering phones to another position above. When it came to some people, they would be one of the select ones that I would choose. But I think that you're right. You have to show your worthiness, too. And, I mean, thinking it is great, but you have to put forth the effort and do it. Start to get towards that dream that you have, whatever it is, whatever it may be. I have to say that this was not a dream of mine, what I'm doing. I didn't really have a dream. I didn't know what I was going to be doing. But I knew when I stepped into something, the start of it way back when, I liked it. But I had no idea about it. It just kind of stepped into my path. And I embraced it. And then it started, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think probably, I don't think there's anything that I really would like to do other than what I do, except to just expand on it. I often think, well, what if, Natalie, what if you ever, you know, got to be really famous? Could you do talk shows and all that? I think if I had to talk, yeah, I could talk. But if I had to discipline myself to say certain things, that would be difficult, just like what I have to say tomorrow on this commercial. The words are really not mine, and I told him that this doesn't sound like me, and so I'm going to talk to the engineer, and I'm going to come up with something else, because I just think if you are really going to promote me and STARS, and because of my voice, you have to let me do the talking, not you. So, I don't know. I'm trying to think when I was really little what I wanted to do. I can't think of anything that I even would think of. I didn't know what manifestation was then anyways. I just, sometimes you fall into things and then you build upon it. There's another layer, there's another layer. Like, you know, even the magazine. The magazine actually came just about a year later after Planet Stars. But Planet Stars was just a... just a site that I built upon and used AOL rooms. I never, ever had in my head about launching something else. I mean, I appreciated the places that did have it, the sites that did have what I looked up to and thought, boy, this is really nice. But I always knew I could do it better, only because I could do it personally and only because it would be hands-on and I saw how people were treated, you know. But I never thought about running a site like this. It's big and the magazine and all of that. But I think, too, Maya, to reach something, like you can use me as an example, I could never have done this 10 years ago, what I'm doing now. I could never have done it because I didn't have the background. I didn't have the intent. I didn't know how to think I should be. It didn't even come in my mind. And sometimes that happens too. You just kind of fall into something and you realize, oh, I really like this. Okay, let's see what else I can do now. It really gives you a nice feeling when you can be successful. I think that's part of it too. You can be more positive when you're successful. And you can be more successful when you're positive. So they go kind of hand in hand. The magazine I didn't really promote. I've never promoted it, but I mean, we're in this digital media thing now. I mean, the people that are looking at it, it's unreal, and I didn't do a thing. I just presented it in the way that I thought it would be, could be, and look really nice, and expand upon it. But I didn't even think positive or negative. I never thought negative of any of it. I never think negative of any of this. So I think that's why it continues to grow and be so much better, because that's how I feel about it. And energy is so important, like you said. It really, really is. But I'm trying to think about this job that I had at the tennis club that I just kind of I applied for. I was at the desk, but I showed the owner that I could do a lot more. And I didn't have to tell him. He watched me. He saw. Oh, she just can't be sitting behind the counter there taking the money. Well, I love taking money, but, you know, she can do this. And that's exactly what he told me. He said, oh, I'd be wasting all of you if I just kept you behind this desk here reading people. He said, I would be wasting all your talents. I didn't even know I could do it. But I did. Somebody saw. And so part of that, that's part of it, too. And I had no aspirations of moving any further in that place. I didn't even think about it. But then again, you know, I was positive in the position that I had, and I pulled in some more positive to me so that this owner could see that I could do my own, another job and the desk at the same time. And I did. I did a lot, and I did another job at the same time there. So sometimes people like that, like me, it gets to be in a place like that. Everybody starts saying, oh, she really runs the place good, and that's all the owner has to hear is, oh, she really runs the place good. They don't want to hear that. And then all of a sudden you're not doing as good as you thought you were. So I think you just have to work really hard, decide what you want to do, and become that person that you want to be. And then it's gonna fall into shape for you. But some people, I think their drive and their aspirations, like I keep thinking about these people that they don't have work, or people that are like don't have homes, and they have to look for food and everything. I wonder what happened with them, because if it was a perfect world, we wouldn't have people like that. It bothers me to. I don't like to see people like that, and I wish there was some, like a magic wand. I always said, I wish I had it, that I could fix it, because I wonder what happened to them when they were young, and where did they go from maybe even having a job and then having nothing? I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but I really think that we can manifest. We certainly can, but it's got to come from within, don't you think, Maya?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it can't be like, oh, well, I want a brand new car and I want it to be red and this and this and this. Well, maybe you should just lower that standard a bit and say, I would just like a car. Start with that. And I don't know. But I think it has to come from within. You are your own worst critic. And you have to see yourself doing that, think it, be it. You have to do all that, all of that. It has to come from within. It really, really does. I have never, you know, starting STARS, I hate to go back to that, but that's what I know. Starting that in the very beginning, was I afraid? No. No, because I had a site and I had a magazine, so I was not afraid at all. The magazine, yeah, it was kind of dumped on me. I had somebody helping, and then all of a sudden they decided they didn't want to do it anymore. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to do this. And same thing with the blog. And look, you write for the blog, and I have several others. It's a beautiful thing. I'm doing layer upon layer upon layer. That's what I'm doing with it. And I just see a lot more potential for it, for all of it. All of the people that are with me, and I know there's many that want to be on STARS, but there'll be a time for that. I go by my own instincts, you know, Maya. If I really want to have, say, for example, somebody else on the site and they're really good, and I know they're really good, if something kind of says to me, nah, just hold off. You don't really need her. You really don't need him. I don't do it. I really don't. You can't impress me, let's put it that way. I don't care who you are. I have a set of guidelines for myself, for everybody, and for the site, and I keep it at that, and so that I can make everybody happy. See, that's part of my goal, is to just to please everybody that they're working at home and their jammies. I just think that's a beautiful thing, and they can make some nice money for themselves and be happy and share the gifts that they have. So that's me, but that's me. Not everybody's like that. Not everybody can do that. I can use my mother as an example. My mother was a file girl, and she must have, I don't know what she really did, Maya, but she must have shown her leadership ability to her boss, because she only did that job a couple weeks, and he did the same thing as this man did to me. You don't belong in a file cabinet. And then you were actually filing. You know, it's not like it is today. Everything's computerized and you put it in folders online and all that. He must have seen something in her. Maybe she helped a lot of people. I don't know. She really liked to do that. But she became a supervisor and, won that Insurance Woman of the Year award. And, I mean, she just went up the ladder by leaps and bounds, and her sister worked there, and she stayed as a file girl. So I think my mother had that drive, that maybe she was manifesting and she didn't know what she was really doing, but she felt so positive about herself that she knew she could do more, and she did it. I say she could have been in politics easily. She was that good. But, I mean, I can only use people that I know as examples, but that's a great example, what she obtained for herself and the stature that she had at that company. No, they all respected her. But she earned it. I don't really know. I wish I would have asked her, what did you do to get into this? How did you get to this position? Just, you know, you only did a few weeks as a file girl, and all of a sudden you're in your own office. I don't know what she did. She worked hard, I know that. And she was tough. She was really tough. So I think sometimes when you're really young, if you happen to get somebody who really takes you under their wing, they can show you the way, that it is possible for you to, they change how you think about yourself. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, yes, you are. You can. So sometimes that's it too, don't you think, Maya? You meet somebody that just boosts you up, and pretty soon you realize, wow, I can do this. I can do this. And you show that you can, and you act like you can, and pretty soon you're doing it. That's what happens. But it takes a lot. It's not that easy. Or maybe it takes a certain type of person. I don't really know. I was talking to somebody today. She said that we set up our lives when we come down to be a certain way. You're doing this, and I talked about my neighbor always being there for me. She said, well, you set that up. You knew you would be alone, and you needed somebody, and you set that up. And I don't know. Some people, I think they have to be more spiritual, Maya, to feel that way. I don't know. I don't like to bring spirituality into everything, but you really are what you think. If you think that you can do this, well, go ahead, do it. You'll do it. Talk to me. I'll convince you that you can do it. I work with my granddaughter all the time. You know, and I think it's just a wonderful thing. Even you, Maya, you boost me up when you talk to me. Well, come on, Natalie, you can do this. And you see, if you have what I call champions around you, I call them champions. They can lift you up. They can make you think that you are the Queen of Sheba. You are this. This is what you are. And if you start to believe it without being, you know, a brat about it, I want to use that term, then it'll happen for you. And I'm just loving what I do, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I really, really wouldn't. And I don't think Maya would, and I don't think Candy would. We're all doing things that we want to do, and we can all, you know, we can always have more potential. But I think it's got to come from within. Everything's got to come from within. Sometimes it's tough, though. Sometimes you just really can't do that. Don't you think, Maya?
Yes. I mean,
We would be in a perfect world if everybody was like that. And I'm sorry to say they're not. I wish they were. I wish people could see. Sometimes I was standing outside today, and I was just standing there, and the guy was up on the roof. He was cleaning my eaves, and I started to think to myself, boy, look at this beautiful place that I live in. How wonderful is that? And I thought about the people that I talked to today, and every one of them was happy, and, hey, how's your day going? Even the guy that runs this lawn thing, oh, he does everything. I schmooze him, but I'm a real good schmoozer, so you got to learn how to be that sometimes too. But yeah, I was thinking about how I talked to him, and then I said to myself, well, you know, he's really nice to you. He really does extra, but you're really nice to him. You really talk nice. I was talking to myself about it. And then even the guy on the roof, I asked him if I needed to help him or anything. And I don't know. It's a certain attitude. And then there are some days, not the whole day, but some days that get really bad for me. But if I can think of myself back with my granddaughter, how she surprised me, and she calls me Gramsicles now, oh, Lord. That makes me smile. And starting up my computer and sitting there, and I'm surrounded by my monitors, and it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. So you have to think about that, but you have to think within. You have to reach out from what you have inside. Reach out. Stretch your hand out. Try to grab it. Try to get to it. It's not impossible. Not if you have the ability. And, I mean, it's like me saying that I want to be a singer. Well, I can't sing. I mean, you know, that's just not something that I know that I can do, or else I probably would have done it, I think. I don't know. Hopefully somebody would have come along and said, hey, Natalie, you really have a nice voice. Why don't you try to get this part in this little play that we've got where there's some singing in it. You know, that nobody came to me because I didn't. I had an alto, I guess it was a voice. So I was in the glee club and all that, but I certainly wasn't their shining star because I can't sing. I can talk, but I can't sing. But
right.
So I don't know, Maya. We're almost at the end of the hour, and I talk too much. I always do, I know. But I hope everybody's getting something from the both of us. I'm sure they are. And so what, you have anything else that you, wonderful stuff you want to add? I know you always have wonderful stuff.
Well, I would just end with, you know, we sometimes have to look at, even though the steps we're on, you know, where we're at right in the now and the present, it may not be where we want to go, but sometimes it's how we approach the steps that we're taking right now, that we're positive and that we stay focused to that future, that outcome, that vision, and we do the best that we can and we be the best. I think above all other things, we be the best. And that is whatever it is, whether it's a job, a relationship, you know, that we are the best that we can be, and we keep our mind and heart open to that which we truly desire, whatever our outcome or our calling or purpose is. And there are times when we are not sure, we haven't completely decided, and that's part of the journey. I don't believe that it really behooves us to live on this physical world and know every little bit. And just like as a reader or an expert, I mean, some people will come to me and they think that it's like, you know, like as if they were taking a trip and they were plugging in the directions and Yahoo shows them the exact route. And there's a gas station here or MapQuest or whatever, Google, whatever you use. Now, there's a gas station that's 50 miles. There's a rest area here. I mean, life cannot be mapped like that. There may be some major stops along the way that we're able to see, and we definitely can probably pick up obstacles and potential. So I don't think we have to be overly concerned in each moment if we're still not sure what it is that we're going to be doing with our life. But we should be concerned with what we're doing in the moment, and that should be the best that we can be, because that always shows and shines through. It does to those that we interact with, to those that we care about. So whether it's promotional at work or leading us to a new career or writing that book or, you know, creating that art design, or whether it's leading us to a life partner or a soulmate by networking and being friendly and open, those are all things. So much more is gained in our life when we're positive, and all positivity, everything that's noble, good, kind, compassionate, comes from divine love and spirit, is love, and always comes from ourselves. If we can't enjoy, you know, I always joke and say, well, I get up 15 minutes early just so I have some extra time with myself. Now, that's just a joke. There's a difference between being confident and arrogant, and so I'm not suggesting that we should be arrogant. Arrogant shows a lack of gratitude. We should be grateful for what we have, and we do suffer and have a hard time. But I would leave everyone with this. Whatever your goals and desires are, and if you're not sure yet, don't be alarmed, and there's no reason that you have to define yourself for the future right now. Just be the best that you can be, but be aware that the way that you do think about yourself, especially yourself and your life, positive or negative, is going to influence your life in significant ways. So with that said, I hope everyone can, you know, work with a positive attitude and a positive outlook. And, you know, if so, I can't guarantee you won't have troubles, but I can guarantee that you will overcome those troubles and that you will be successful, whatever that means for you. So God bless everyone, and I hope everyone has a wonderful evening.
Okay, same here. I love you, Maya. I love you, Candy. She's in the room. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station. And everybody have a beautiful evening and a beautiful week. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.